I'm here with Frans Lunting, a photographer. He's just finished the keynote presentation at the 2008 Pro Photo Summit. Frans, thank you for your time. Now, you have embarked on an incredibly ambitious, wonderful project, the LIFE Project. Could you give us, perhaps a little bit of an overview of you as a photographer, as a documentary, maker, and the LIFE Project? What have you actually embarked on? What's the journey?
You know, photographers are typically chasing the present, right? We're always trying to capture that fleeting moment. Mm-hmm. And for this project, I turned things upside down. I became interested in recreating the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to create a sequence of images that could be seen and as stepping stones that would lure people on a journey through time, mm-hmm. from the Big Bang to the present.
And so what's unique, perhaps, about the way you've gone about documenting this process as opposed to perhaps it's been done in the past?
Well, I did a lot of research.
Okay.
My background is in social sciences. Mm-hmm. I'm a failed economist before I became a photographer. And I had to learn a lot from the other fields of geology, astrobiology, paleontology,
wow.
before I really understood what I was looking at and what I was thinking about. Did a lot of planning, finding the locations where I could create the images, mm-hmm. and it all had to fit together on a timeline that would literally take people from 13 billion years ago to the present.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned before, it's a very ambitious project. It's not just a photography essay. You've you had a sound score written, an orchestral score. There's been a movie, a documentary that's made. What are all the different elements that have kind of come together to create the project from kind of, perhaps 6 years ago is when you started, is that right?
Yeah, it took 7 years.
Wow.
from the moment of inception, when I had that first spark, when I was looking at horseshoe crabs coming out of the sea in the east coast of the United States. Mm-hmm. And these crabs have been around a long, long time. And when I photographed them one evening, the photo looked just like a scene from millions and millions of years ago. And I thought, if I can do that in New Jersey, maybe I can find similar situations elsewhere. Mm-hmm. That was a simple idea. And little did I know, it would take me 7 years to put it all together. But we published it as a book, mm-hmm. Life, A Journey Through Time, which is available through our gallery and through bookstores, of course. But we want to reach a lot of people with this because there's a real mission behind the project. It's not just pictures for pictures' sake. We really want to educate people about the amazing discoveries that scientists have made in the last 2 to 3 decades and about the way the whole planet literally hangs together. So we also created an interactive website, lifethroughtime.com,
okay.
where we use the same images and the same stories, but we mix them up in a very different, non-linear way. We produced a series of traveling exhibitions that are touring Europe right now, and we turned life into a big multimedia performance with an orchestral score by Philip Glass, using the same images and the same basic structure, but the 7 chapters of the book became 7 movements of an orchestral composition, which is performed live by a mm-hmm. symphony orchestra against the backdrop of a huge projection screen about 50 feet wide, mm-hmm. divided into 3 parts, onto which we're projecting images from the Big Bang to the present. It's quite an experience.
You were able to use and interact with some very interesting pieces of technology. Apart from, the standard digital camera or perhaps even an analog camera, what are some of the more unusual pieces of technology you used along the way to tell your story?
I think
things like electron microscopes, were they involved perhaps when you got to the cell level?
Yes, because I had to incorporate cellular life, of course.
Yeah.
It was around for billions of years before real animals came into being. So, that was a learning experience. I worked at Harvard University with some scientists, mm-hmm. and I went underwater. I'm not an underwater photography by preference. I'm from Holland. I was born and raised below sea level.
Yeah.
We try to stay above water. But I had to incorporate marine life. So I did some work on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. But I think the real technology and the real help came in the form of new studio software that we applied that enabled us to process all the images. I switched to digital capture a number of years ago, of course. But we take control over the project. Mm-hmm. We tweak the images. We produce our own books. We package them for a publisher. And with this multimedia orchestral performance as well, we're the hub in the middle of a whole network of creative people who collaborate with us on realizing this all.
I'm sure there was many, many moments like this, but perhaps is there one particular memory you have of the process that stands out as perhaps, you know, a really amazing moment for you, perhaps a photo you took or a result you were able to achieve, something you'd like to share?
Yeah, there was, and you may enjoy this, because I went to Australia, to a very remote lagoon on the west coast of Australia. It's the only place in the world where you can still find living stromatolites,
wow,
which are structures created by very primitive bacteria that first evolved around 3.5 billion years ago. And it's those stromatolites that literally changed the atmosphere because they're photosynthetic. Mm-hmm. And they began to exhale oxygen as a waste product. And it's that same oxygen that changed the composition of the atmosphere. And that same oxygen is what we are breathing every day of our lives. So that was a real pilgrimage. You know, I traveled from California and all the way across Australia, across this sheep farm, and ended up on that beach. And I had to gasp because, you know, conceptually, these stromatolites are really significant. But when you look at them, they just look like boulders on the beach.
Right.
So, and I also had another technical issue because I wanted to make these images true to the origins of these life forms that I was depicting. And 3 billion years ago, the sky was not yet blue.
Well, there weren't cameras back then either.
There were no cameras, but yeah, that's a minor
detail. The sky wasn't blue, wow.
The sky wasn't blue because, you know, the blue in the sky is caused by the diffraction of light through the atmosphere, through oxygen molecules.
Right.
So I had to shoot after dark.
Wow.
So you see some very different kinds of light in these stromatolite images in that book and the other expressions of the project.
Well, now you mentioned the website before, but just one more time, where can we go for more information on the project?
Lifethroughtime.com is where you'll find yet all kinds of interactive experiences, you know, and a snippet from the multimedia orchestral performance, as well as your calendars with upcoming events, and you can order the book there as well.
Franz Lunting, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.